Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly pushing yourself but never quite reaching that finish line? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and pushes us to be superhuman, but guess what? You don't have to be perfect, okay? In fact, being kind to yourself is actually the secret sauce to unlocking your true potential. That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into the power of self-kindness and empathy, not just as feel-good buzzwords, but as essential tools for thriving in this crazy world. First things first, what does it even mean to be kind to yourself? It's not about indulging every whim or becoming a total couch potato, though, hey, sometimes a good binge-watching session is totally justifiable. It's about treating yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer your best friend. Imagine that pal going through a tough time, would you berate them? Nah. You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, maybe even some ice cream. So why is this so important? Well, think about it. When we're constantly criticizing ourselves, putting pressure on our shoulders, and chasing an impossible standard of perfection, we create this toxic cycle of stress and negativity. We end up feeling drained, burned out, and like a complete failure, even if we're actually crushing it in other areas of life. Self-kindness helps us break free from that vicious cycle. When we practice self-compassion, we learn to acknowledge our struggles without judgment, accept our imperfections, and celebrate our wins, no matter how small. It's like having a built-in support system, constantly reminding you that you're worthy of love, respect, and kindness, starting with yourself. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Riley, this all sounds great, but how do I actually do it? Self-kindness isn't some magic switch we can just flip on. And you're right. It takes conscious effort and practice, just like any other skill. Think about it, would you expect to become a master chef overnight? No way, you'd start with simple recipes, gradually build your skills, and maybe even burn a few pots along the way. Same goes for self-kindness. Start small, maybe that means giving yourself permission to take a break when you're feeling overwhelmed, practicing gratitude for the good things in your life, or simply speaking to yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a loved one. Ever had that moment where you tripped and stumbled, but instead of getting up right away, you just kind of lay there, picking at yourself? You know, oh my gosh, I'm so clumsy. This is embarrassing. Yeah, that's the inner critic talking. Instead, imagine this. You trip, catch yourself, maybe dust off your pants with a little laugh, and say to yourself, okay, whoops. No big deal, just gotta keep moving. That's self-kindness in action, treating yourself with understanding and grace, even when things don't go perfectly. Remember that time you completely bombed a presentation, or maybe accidentally sent an embarrassing email? We've all been there, but instead of letting those moments define you, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge the feelings, learn from the experience, and move on with grace. Let's be real, life is full of ups and downs, curveballs, and unexpected detours. But when we cultivate self-kindness and empathy, we build a stronger foundation for navigating those challenges. We become more resilient, more understanding, and ultimately, more capable of showing up as our best selves in the world. So take a deep breath, give yourself a little hug, even if it's just internally, and remember. You're doing great. You deserve kindness, compassion, and all the good things life has to offer. Now go out there and spread that self-love like confetti. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. I can't wait to hear what you're doing to practice self-kindness in your own life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.